PR 2023-8674, this is an amendment to an infrastructure list for 5720 Miami Road Northwest. And John, are you the spokesman?
I am the spokesman today.
Okay, good. Hand that man a microphone. Okay. Do you want to make any introductory comments about why you want to do this?
Well, we're just addressing transportation's comments. So we get the full width of the landscape buffer in with our 5-foot sidewalk and 4-foot landscape buffers. We had to change the street width a little bit. So we reduced it from 28 feet down to 26 feet. I did see the comments come through. We can get the information updated on the infrastructure list. David Gutierrez wanted a cross-section showing where the utilities were. I can get him that this afternoon.
Okay, well, let's just go through real quick and see if they have anything else they want to tell you. Water Authority?
Oh, yeah, this is David with the Water Authority. John, you nailed it. That's all I need is a utility plan to make sure that you know, everything is okay. I would like to consult with our other engineer just to make sure, because they'll be reviewing the design. So if you get that to me right away, I'll take a look and see if we're okay with it. Just to make sure the utility layouts are right and everything fits within that small corridor.
Okay.
Okay. Parks and Rec? Any comment on this one?
I didn't have any comments. Thanks.
Hydrology?
Tiguanjung Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the amendment.
Thank you. Transportation?
Ernest Amiho, Transportation. As the 26-foot width is still within standard width for local streets, we have no objection.
Okay, and planning. Jay Rodenbeck.
Oh, sorry. So I have no comments. I talked with Mr. Amiho and with transportation about this, and he confirmed that it meets the DPM requirements, which you probably just explained. So yeah, no comments. Other than, sorry.
I don't think we've ever heard planning say no comment.
Well, other than we do
I need just to kind of want to pause a moment, but now here's your comment. Go ahead.
Mr. Technically no comment. It's not no comments. I'm sorry to break the party. I forgot. He does, Mr. Niski, you do need to sign the infrastructure list. I think you need to update the application number to the amended application number as well. Sorry. I got ahead of myself there.
On the one I sent you, I have an electronic signature on there. Did that not show up? Well, I guess it did.
That's what we're seeing. I don't think so.
Okay, I'll take care of that.
Yep.
Okay. Well, you're on your way. You're on your way. Best for last, I guess, or near last. All right. Thank you, John. And thanks for getting these things updated so that we can see clearly what's going on. We're going to move to the last item for the morning agenda. It's number 7, PR 2019-2118. This is the extension of the IIA for a temporary deferral of sidewalk at 1601 Domino Drive Southeast. And is the agent here?
Yes, I'm here. Scott Grady.
Okay, Scott, great. Did you want to say anything as an opening comment?
No, nothing. I appreciate the board's patience with me on this about extending it. And okay. We're just trying to work on some things to get going. And I think in a couple of years, we'll have some things ready.
Okay. Let's just check quickly. Water Authority?
Yes, David, Water Authority. We have no issues there. Thank you.
And Parks and Rec?
Hold on just a second. Um, I'm sorry. I know we're on the last one, but is it 7?
Yes. 2118 is the PR number.
Yes, I did not have any comments at this time.
Okay. Thank you, Whitney. Yeah. Hydrology?
Tiquanqing, hydrology. Hydrology defers to transportation for the temporary defer.
And transportation?
Ernest Armijo, transportation. We have no objection to the extension.
Planning?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Planning has no objection to the extension. Could you just please confirm for the record what length of time you're requesting the extension for?
2 years would be great.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Armijo, is that okay?
I don't know. Ernest Armijo, transportation. I have no issue with that.
Okay, I think that's as far in the future as we can go with an extension, but just want to get that confirmed because I don't believe Mr. Biazar is with us today. I don't see him here. So, yep, that's it.
Thank you. So I think this one is effectively approved. There were no objections to it. So this is confirmed approved for 2 years. And with that, we have finished the morning agenda. And we will reconvene at 1 p.m. It's this same Zoom link that we've been on. There was a couple of comment memos that had a bad Zoom link. So can you just, well, if you found your way to this Zoom link, hopefully you'll find it again.
Hey, Derek. David. Sorry, I was confusing you with Derek, David. Hey, Derek, I got a reminder for you just really quickly about the West Point Data Center site plan, if you have a chance for that site plan.
You routed it for signature, is that what's going on?
Yeah, it's PR 2020-4747, if you have a chance. I don't think you have any conditions of approval, but they're asking about that.
Okay, let me take a look.